are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everyone. It is officially a new month and a new awesome podcast for Next on Scene. Who's next? Well, first of all, I am now a married woman, which is really exciting. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of this journey with me as I continue to grow my brand, as we just got our summer issues in print as well and are doing a launch party next Wednesday. So if you are in the New England area, be sure to join us. It is going to be a great time with a lot of great people on who, what, when, where, and why they are next to know about. So who's next? Today we have intuitive advisor Layla Laura. Layla is coming on today to talk all about her newest business venture in helping you with your soul elevation. Now, what does that mean? Well, you're going to have to tune in to learn a little more. So Layla is an inspiring intuitive advisor. I've done personal work with her myself, and she's been truly life-changing. So I'm so excited for her to come on today and inspire you all. So stay tuned for Next on Scene with Layla Laura. All right, everyone, I officially have intuitive advisor Layla Laura on the line. Hi, Layla, how are you today?
Great, thank you so much for having me, Jackie.
So excited to have you. And of course, before all my guests come on, I do a little introduction with your newest venture of doing soul elevation. So we're so excited to talk all about that. So first, let's talk about how you became an intuitive advisor. How did you even figure out that this was something that you were meant to do?
I feel like for me, and I feel like for most people, it's kind of like a process. So I've always been deeply intuitive since I was a child. And like, that's a whole story I could go into, just how frequently I'd say, you know, randomly say things that I just knew by my gut. And like, you know, adults would just look at me and then they'd, of course, invalidate what I was saying, because I was talking about like the deepest secrets of their soul, right?
right. Which sounds crazy, but I totally, right. In your language, it's like second to nothing, so.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. So thank you for clarifying. Yeah. Basically, so a couple of years ago, over three years ago, I started a business doing karma healing and Naroda karma healing. And throughout the process of doing the healing work, I was very aware. It was very confirming of how intuitive psychic I am. And so it took about 2.5 years, and between all of the clients I had seen, who every single person they'd come in and I'd, you know, be like, this is what I'm seeing is going on for you. And everyone would be like, oh my God, how did you even know that? You know, and I'd be sitting there like, oh my gosh, I really do know these things. And so back then I was a karma guide for the first couple of years. And then I was an intuitive guide. And then this past fall, I really stepped into the title of intuitive advisor. Me and my husband had gotten married last August. And, you know, one day I just woke up, it was time for us to get married. And I just heard that very clearly. And so we started getting the ball rolling. And then I'm like, oh, you know, we should check the astrology date. So in astrology, people, you know, they read dates, times, numbers, and take the stars and all the planets and see like whether or not it's the right time. And so we went to our astrologer and, you know, we were like, so here's the day and here's the time. And, you know, can you let us know how's this lining up? And so when it was finally time for us to have this reading, she goes, you know, honestly, I was very hesitant to do this session because you guys had already picked the date and you had already picked the time. And I was just really concerned that I was going to be bad. And she was like, but, you know, I started looking at where everything was lining up. And she's like, Layla, let me guess, you picked this time. And we were like, you know, we just smiled. And she's like, honestly, with numbers and all of the tools I have using like astrology, I couldn't have picked this ideal of a time and date. And it was just very confirming. And it was,
that's crazy.
Yeah, isn't it? And, you know, and this is what I do for my clients. As an intuitive advisor, I'm able to see ideal times, moments for their business, to get married, to find the right guy, whatever it is. And I'm able to see exactly what it is. They don't always like what I have to say because I'm very honest. But, you know, that's what I do. And so there was something that happened after I got married. And just one day I woke up hearing I was supposed to do this soul elevation work. And I stepped in. And so what I do at what an intuitive advisor is someone who is able, you know, like I can see. And when I say see, it's not like what you can see with your actual eyes or what you can hear with your actual ears, but I can see energy from the past, present, and future. And I'm able to advise people in how to navigate aspects of their life in relation to whatever goals we've set. And I'm also able to identify the energy that's keeping an individual stuck and help them clear it.
I love it. You know what I find the most fascinating? Because usually with healers, they're so, I mean, in any position, I almost feel like it's almost easier to help everyone else. But the fact that you were able to pick out the date and time of your wedding for yourself as being such an accurate thing, like, is so crazy. That's like really inspiring.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it is. It's shocking. Yeah. I mean, I think that's one thing. I do a ton of self-work. So, you know, I see anywhere from 1 to 3 different practitioners a week. And so I really, you know, when I'm working with people, I'm not just expecting you to do the work. Like, I'm busting my butt doing my internal work.
Right.
And yeah, I do see stuff for myself. The only thing I can't see is my husband, to be quite honest.
You're kidding.
I can't. Oh my gosh, he's been looking for a new job, and like I can't see anything. Every time I think I get a hit, I'm totally wrong. And you know, this may sound cocky, but like I'm literally never wrong.
I
might be like slightly off, but like I'm just like way far off with this process.
That's so crazy. But I think that still blows my mind, especially because you could read yourself, but you can't read him.
Yeah. I mean, there's always curves and twists. And the other thing is, and I see this with my soul elevation clients all the time, is, you know, like, it'll be like we see something, but then something inside of them shifts, or something else needs to be cleared. And if something else needs to be cleared, that thing won't be able to come
show
to
up.
Fruition.
Makes sense.
Until they've really worked it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Until they've really worked on like, okay, having better boundaries or holding their own energy and not, you know, latching on to everyone else.
Right.
You know, and we all have stuff to work on.
No, it's so true. So true. You can always improve from whatever you're doing. So my first question is first explain to us what soul elevation means.
So soul elevation is actually, I feel very self-explanatory, which is that it elevates your soul. So soul elevation is a 1-year program in which I start out with someone and do a 4-hour activation session where we activate their soul. We identify the main archangels they work with. And I actually, depending on who it is, so I specialize in love and in business. And so some people come to me for love and some people come to me, you know, who are already pretty established in their relationships, but they really want their business to do better and bloom. And they're just ready to make like a really good investment. And they've already tried coaching, everything else. And so soul elevation is all about elevating your soul. So everybody has a soul potential number, and getting you to that next level of your soul potential. So if you're a 4, our goal in a year is to get you to a 5.
So how do you even figure out what somebody's number would be?
So I just intuited. I look at them, and it's not in comparison to everybody else in the world. Everybody's soul elevation number is in comparison to their structure and what their structure tells me their potential is. You know,
crazy.
So, oh, yeah, no. I have millionaires come in, and I'm like, you're at a freaking 5. What the heck's going on here? You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, like, they're a millionaire, and you'd think, like, wow, like, you should be, like, a 10. But it's like, for them, they're just at a 5. It's like you're coasting, and you're being complacent. Like, come on. Like, let's go to that next level. And they know it, and they want it, and they crave it. It's maddening for everyone else to be looking at you being like, oh, you're doing so fabulous, and not to have anyone to talk to.
Right.
And that's really where I'm really good at, because I, you know, I see them and I see their soul, I see their essence, and I see all the stuff that's blocking them from getting to that next level. And that's, you know, we all have a next level.
No, it's so true. How do the sessions work for people who've never worked with you before? How would this, because you said you initially do the 4-hour thing, but if somebody signed on, how would it work for the, within the first year?
So no, the first year there's a activation session, and then there's weekly, you know, soul elevation sessions. And then each month there's a 90-minute deep dive session. So like the first month, you know, it's the activation session, but after that it's a 90-minute activation session. I'm not available in between for assimilation reasons. And
what does that mean? That sounded fancy vocabulary.
Oh, well, thank you. So that their system can fully assimilate the work, so that their system can really allow the work to come in. The one thing I've noticed with this work is that it can create a bit of dependency with people. Like if you have an advisor, and I'm not here to create dependency with anyone. I'm here to empower people. You know, clients get tools, they get homework, they're given a lot of things to do, and it's very important for them to walk out of soul elevation, whether it's they partner with me for the 1 year or they do a couple of years. No matter what, it's very important that they come out with this tool set, like their intuition, their own intuition, so their own ability to read energy and work with energy and know what their highest self wants for them, right? Your highest self, your soul self, is yourself before having experienced any wounding, any wounds. So with the soul elevation, you know, like there's the 6-month point, we do an edit of, not an edit, but kind of like checking where we're at, kind of reviewing where we're at. We're constantly looking at the progress, because a lot of times people don't realize their own progress. And we're just, you know, some of my soul elevation clients, we get to the 6-month mark and we're setting new goals already.
Right.
It's really amazing. There's something about that year-long big investment where, you know, someone who hasn't been able to experience, like, get a date. And it's like they can get a date, but with, like, the right guy for, like, 7 years and 2.5 months is all of a sudden, like, wow, this might be the guy.
Right.
So just like miracles happen in this work, and it's really quite profound. And honestly, I literally almost fall off my seat all the time.
That's so inspiring. So one day you literally woke up and you were like, this is my next purpose.
One day I just heard, it was like, you have to do this work. And that was last fall. And it was terrifying. I'm very sensitive, so I see, I hear energy that's not around me, but I also physically feel when I'm in session with someone, I physically feel what's going on in their body, because it helps me know.
What?
Yeah, I physically feel, like, it's like, I'm like, oh, why do I feel like I need to throw up? Oh, it's like them. And sometimes they're not even that connected to their body, right? And so I'm feeling these things that they're, like, not even aware that's going on in their body. And it's pretty amazing. It's really wild.
So how can one sign up, Layla, and what does it cost to do that?
So as of now, it's a $20,000 investment.
Okay. And is that like a payment, like monthly? Is it a one-time payment or?
So the upfront cost is $20,000. And if they want to do a payment over the year, it's, I think it's like over using credit card, it's $10,000 up front and then $1,300 for 10 months after that.
Awesome. Yeah, really inspiring stuff. Oh my God. Like, obviously, yeah, I mean, I know you're a game changer. I talked about that in the beginning before you even came on. So,
well, thank you. But when it comes to pricing, I just want to say that pricing is actually going up at the end of September. So there are 6 slots available as of right now that there are 3 people already interviewing for. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, this girl and this stuff is what I need, and, you know, go to my site, look at the results, I would highly suggest starting the interviewing process before the prices go up.
What does that look like, the interview process?
the interview process. So when you go to my website, there are multiple spaces that you can send in an email, which my absolutely amazing virtual assistant, Sarah Kate, will be the one getting your information on the other end, sending you, you know, the basic kind of proposal of how the work looks like. And she'll probably also send you a questionnaire, just kind of off the bat, seeing if you're a right fit, because I never like wasting people's time. Time is like probably one of my biggest value systems is other people's time, my time, respecting each other's time. And so, and then after that, she'll set up, if you've looked at it and you're serious about it, she's going to set up a phone, free phone consult where we're just going to chat and see if we're the right fit. And, you know, when I'm on the phone with the person, I'm able to kind of see, okay, is your energy and my energy field a good fit? Am I going to be able to support this? So I won't take on clients that I don't see having the potential of receiving blessings from the work. So I will only take on clients that I know are going to get results. I'm, you know, as much as I'm very ethereal and very into, you know, some woo-woo-y stuff, as you could say, I'm also extremely results-driven. And this work is very serious. It's a year-long process, and it's a complete 180-degree change of your life. And so it takes a certain person for that and a really certain desire. You know, like $20,000 is a lot of money for a lot of people. And, you know, I want people who are like, okay, this is really uncomfortable for me, but I really want change so much that I'm investing in this and I'm investing in me. Because that's the really biggest thing when people are like, oh, you know, I can't afford that. You're not saying I can't afford that. You're saying I don't believe in myself enough to invest in myself.
Right.
And that's not true. You know, like as someone who literally 4 years ago was homeless, you know, I've invested a ton in myself over the past 4 years. And, you know, literally last fall, my highest price was $200 to $300. And I jumped to $20,000. And within the first 2 weeks, I had two clients sign on.
Amazing.
Yeah. But it's all about the energy being in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're in a society where everyone makes things happen and forces things to happen. And we don't have to do that.
But see, it's all about your mindset. It's so true.
And it's not even just about your mindset. It's about all of the energy around you. It's like the vibes. It's like you go up to someone, right? You have fabulous vibes. That's why you've got these amazing followers, because they can like sense like Jackie has amazing vibes, right?
Thanks, and Layla.
Oh, no, of course. I'm being very sincere in that. You have wonderful vibes. And, you know, like, so that's going to attract people to you. However, there's all different areas of our lives. And depending on what our vibration is in those areas, depends on, like, how we're going to be experiencing those lives.
Right.
Those aspects of our lives and the vibes, and people are going to be experiencing us a certain way. So it's just about tweaking those. And it's not like anybody's bad or there's anything wrong with anyone. Lots of the time, it's just stuff from earlier in this life or past life or whatever. And it's not easy work, but we just go in there, we look at it, and then we just take care of it. Sorry, I know I'm not like, you can't see me, but I'm like, you know, slapping my hands here being like, we're done with this.
Right. I heard the clapping. I was like, I think it meant like donezo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome. No, it's really, I mean, I always talk about this every time I hang out with you and I talk about people, about what you do. And it's just, you really are like a significant positive person to have in somebody's life to change their entire, literally their entire life. So I know that it's legitimate. It's so awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So I want to play a little game time so people get to know Layla outside of work. So even though your work is freaking awesome and we could talk about this for hours, but the first thing I want to talk about with game time is, what is your favorite food and why?
Cheese, because I wasn't allowed to have it when I was a kid.
You're kidding. Why?
Oh my gosh. My mom was a macrobiotic vegan. So she like...
Can't vegans eat cheese?
No, vegans don't eat cheese because dairy means nothing that comes from an animal.
Got it.
And so we couldn't have that. And so I love cheese and it's delicious, but I think I like have an extra obsession with it.
What's your favorite type of cheese?
Cheddar, but it really depends. I mean, it's just kind of like cheese.
Yeah. Cheese in general, all cheese boards.
Yeah. Except love it. For American, just because American is just, in my mind, just so gross.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I totally think it's very bland in comparison to other cheeses that are out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I used to be a cheese lover, but I'm totally lactose, so I, like, have cut back on my cheese the past few years. But
yeah, I haven't eaten cheese most of my life. It's honestly...
So you're making up for your lost time.
I literally just started this, like, a month ago. I started what I call the F It diet. And
the F It diet. That's amazing.
No, most of my life, I haven't been allowed to eat bread, wheat, dairy, sugar, and all of these things. So I'm currently on the F It diet.
Good for you. Fabulous. Good for you. Oh my God, I can't believe you didn't grow up eating any of that. Good for you for making up for lost time. Seriously. So being like an intuitive advisor, are there any places that you've traveled to that have really drawn to you that are, what's like the best place you've ever been to and why in terms of traveling?
Well, so it's interesting. I've been to Amsterdam, but I wouldn't say that is the best place. But if we're talking about further away, though, I do love their tulips and their windmills.
Their tulips.
But I'd say Hawaii is actually amazing. There's this Lumerian vortex and the energy is just so, it's just so calm and just relaxed and pure.
Awesome.
So, and actually, for those of you also in Massachusetts, Chilmark in Martha's Vineyard, there's just something so crazy about the energy there. Like it's really amazing. Really amazing.
What is it called, Layla?
Chilmark.
Chill, like the word chill.
Yeah, like
that's hysterical.
And Mark.
That's awesome.
And and it's interesting because it's like very it's in the vineyard and it's further out and you have to drive there, you know. So if you're going to visit, rent a car or bring your car and like go out there, and it's just like there's a lot of woods and there's some hiking. I do love to hike. You know, and there's just, it's beautiful, and just the energy there is just very grounded because, you know, it just hasn't been that touched.
Interesting. I'm going to look into it. It sounds fascinating.
Yeah. So that's fabulous. I mean, I literally could go on and on.
Yeah. No, those are good. Those are good. Yeah. Where is your specific happy place when you need Layla time for Layla? Where do you go?
I either just shut the door and like lie down and I just start doing like energy work on myself. So that's my happy place. And the other one is the ocean.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday was gorgeous. I went up to Rye, New Hampshire. If you've never been to Rye, there's Jenis Beach. And sometimes it can be a little gunky with seaweed, but there's free parking. And when it's lower tide, there's like no seaweed. And it's just, the water's perfect. It's gorgeous. And the drive's great too. So I highly suggest that.
Awesome. Yeah. All things ocean, I'm always in. So I'm definitely going to.
Well, you just got married next to the ocean.
Right. Exactly.
On the beach.
Yeah, exactly. That's like my happy place. So I just totally understand. Yeah, I love it. Okay, last question. Who is Layla Laura's celebrity crush?
Okay, so I love that. I don't know if I'd call it a crush.
Okay.
But it's more like a primal response. Like, I just see this one person, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's just melt. I can't even pronounce his name because I don't watch enough stuff. He was on Game of Thrones, Jason Mohama or something like that.
Jason Moham. See, I had never got into Game of Thrones, so I'm probably not the best person.
He's also been in other ones. He's like this really like tall built
Yeah, he's like a husky. I'm looking him up on right now. He's cute. Yeah, he's husky.
Just like husky. Yeah, no, I love. He's husky, and he's just kind of like wild, and he's kind of like artsy. He's really interesting. I mean, I don't think I'd want to like be in a relationship with him. I'm not sure how loyal of a person he is, but like just primally speaking,
right?
Like, yes, he's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's such. I like the husky men, so I can totally understand that language. So funny. Well, Layla, it has been so much fun having you on today.
Well, thank you for taking time and talking with me. It's been so nice to talk with you. I always love talking to
always you. Likewise. We always have such great conversations, and we really like it's just always fabulous talking to you. And Layla is in our summer issue that just came out in print yesterday, so she will, you guys need to investigate the magazine if you haven't checked it out yet on nextonscene.com, right, Layla?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you are in the area, please come. I'd love to meet you in person on August 15th at the party.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. Is your Hubs going with you?
Yeah, I think
yay,
so.
Yay, good. Right. Love Andrew. He's awesome.
Andrew.
I know. So freaking cute. Gotta love the Andrews. It's so cute. Yep. So, Layla, how can people get in touch with you and your social media channels? Tell that, too.
Okay, so LeilaLaura.com is the website, so LeilaLaura.com. They can also find me on Instagram at Layla__, so it's a double underscore, Laura. And then you can also find me on Facebook at Intuitive Advisor Layla Laura. And actually on Facebook, Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. If you like my Intuitive Advisor page, I do a 10-minute morning soul activation. So I intuit into whatever's up for people that day, and there's a discussion part and then a mini meditation. And it's just, you know, I really want, this is a great free resource. It's very powerful. I've had a few people who know my work and they're like, wow, you're just giving away some of your work. And I'm happy to do it because we all need a bit of activation every single morning.
Totally. Like,
change, transformation, shifting your energy is a never-ending process. So please join me.
Yeah, definitely. I did it last Friday. I absolutely loved it. It was so great. So,
yay!
Yeah, I'm going to definitely do more of them. So, yes, Layla, thank you again so much for coming on. Everybody, definitely check out LeilaLaura.com. Get social with her on her social channels. And stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.